The game was, and as we said, the score probably doesn't indicate how the game went, and we are now pleased to be joined on the phone line by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson to talk about this game. Galen, a 7-3 final, but you guys were right there at 4-3 overall tonight. We were thoroughly entertained. I know entertainment is not what you're in the business for, but what did you think, nonetheless? What did you think of your team's effort here tonight in Kamloops?
We thought it was a pretty good game, like you mentioned. You know, we thought our effort was there, and you know, a very offensively driven game for both teams. You know, and then we get into the third, and we're a goal away, and we have a couple opportunities, and you know, it gets away from us in the end. But yeah, it was a close game. We were happy with the work ethic we put in, and looking forward to playing them tomorrow night.
Coach, one of the things that jumped out at me certainly was the many times that I think you guys got to the front of the net, you got to the net, and it's not always been that way, but it seemed like you guys could get around that Kamloops goaltender and create offense. Did you see it that way?
Yeah, 100%. I was saying to Wasey that I thought our forwards were like more hungry than they've ever been around the net. They were getting there and you know, jumping on rebounds and getting second, third opportunities, and also we were getting pucks in from the outside too, and just you know, getting them in there and getting hungry.
How nice was it to see the power play get a couple?
That was awesome. Obviously, the second one there by Preston was, you know, an unbelievable skilled shot. And, yeah, it was great to see the power play click tonight.
You know, talking about Preston, he's only played one game coming into tonight against the Blazers. And, again, this is his second, obviously. And, you know, when you take a look at playing on the road, playing against a playoff team, we talk a lot about him, and rightfully so. What does it look like from your standpoint with having Preston and Lynn? Are those two guys that can really make this power play work moving down in the next year?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's you know, it doesn't happen overnight either. So I think that, you know, as he's played a few more games now, he's getting more comfortable, and you can see the, you know, he controls the play and the possession of the puck, and you know, he's got that vision to see past layers and make you know, unbelievable plays.
Yeah, we said that we didn't think the goal, you know, the game score really reflected the play. However, this is a good Kamloops team, and you guys are structured. How do you, in tonight's game, how did you guys feel about withstanding? How did you withstand their structure? You're rattling your structure system in your own end. Was it an issue at all?
You know, I think a little bit in the first that we were kind of giving up a few side slot opportunities, and that's something that they do really well. They're good on the forecheck with F1, F2. You know, F1 gets on the forecheck, gets a hit, and creates some separation, and their F2's right in on it, second in there, and they end up making those quick plays to the side slot, which would be F3 right there. So we felt like we gave a bit of those up. We, you know, obviously we're preparing for that. And then as the game went on, we got better in that area. But super highly offensively driven and skilled team. So I thought we did a pretty good job in the D zone, you know, minus a few errors for sure.
Bill mentioned it, and I agreed. We thought Joe Aginla, I know he found the score sheet, but overall, that he seemed to be going tonight. Was you think this was one of his best games in a Giants uniform, the way that he was creating?
Yeah, I think the way he, like the passion he had to get to the net and get to the dirty areas, you know, he you see it in flashes for sure with him, but tonight I think he had it all game. And yeah, Joe's a hard working, he's a real hockey player, and he's a hard working guy, and when he's moving his feet, he's dangerous.
Coach, two more from me. Crosby Matejczyk, thrown right into the deep end, paired with Lynn an awful lot tonight. How do you evaluate how he did and what this game would mean to him?
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, he said thrown into the fire. He definitely was. You know, his first game since going back home with us. So, lots of minutes for him tonight, which is great for the young player. Super skilled, you know, definitely had to play against some of their top players. And, you know, his ability to break pucks out and you know, to make little bump plays to his partner and just moving his feet on the breakout is, you know, a lot of things that I see there and I see Leonard do. So good compliment tonight with him. And, yeah, we're happy to get him in and, you know, get him more prepared for next year.
What's the message for the team tomorrow?
Well, it's our last game of the season, and you know, I think everyone's, you know, seen what winning hockey is and the culture that we're trying to build and drive here. So I think you're going to see our best, and we're going to be ready to go against Kamloops tomorrow night.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.